A utility token is a kind of voucher that grants access to goods or services. It is not a currency token, but within the platform for which it has been designed, it can be exchanged to obtain means, products, and services. The difference between a utility token and a currency token is this: the former is valid within a limited environment, the latter, like Bitcoin, is exchanged and used universally to obtain products and services. But even in this case, the boundaries are not so rigid. In a good portion of cases, a utility token is created by a startup to raise capital needed to develop its project. The supply of the token, namely, the maximum number of tokens that will be issued, is set at the time of its creation. If the demand for the startup's product or service increases over time, the value of the token will also increase, and consequently so will its price. Can we therefore consider it an investment or, more precisely, a security? Many people ask this question because those who buy these digital vouchers do so hoping that they will bring a profit thanks to a third-party activity that is negotiable. They don't do it just to get access to the service offered by the startup. Many of the utility tokens are listed on exchanges. If the project is managed well and continues to grow, the value of the token grows as well. Over time, it will begin to be exchanged for payment tokens on the same exchange. In this way, its value and function will no longer be limited to the platform on which it was designed. Does this mean it will become a currency or payment token like Bitcoin? Of course not, but in practice it will do what payment tokens do.